Gore used his speech last night to walk the same thin line the convention has healed all week, trying to shore up the Democrats' traditional liberal base and attract the newly popular independent voter. Gore mixed the messages of health care, education, and retirement security with the common Republican theme of tax cuts and family values. Delegate Bill English of Plymouth says the combination hit the right chord.
The man needed to define himself for Americans, and he did that. And so he showed that he's a balance. He's got a balanced approach. But clearly, he's a Democrat from the old-fashioned Democrat, progressive, moving ahead, and for working-class people. And I needed to hear that.
Some progressive Democrats have expressed concern that the Gore-Lieberman ticket is too moderate and risks alienating the party's activist base. Senator Paul Wellstone says he'll continue to prod Gore on labor issues and the country's growing income gap, but he says he was glad to hear the vice president extend a hand to so-called working families.
Anytime you can really zero in on the workaday majority issues that are health care, education, jobs, good wages, child care, that's what Democrats are about. But I think the highlight of the speech was the emphatic way that he talked about reform, getting money out of politics. I'm committed to it. I'll fight for it. That's the part I like the best.
Recent polls have put Gore behind, or at best, neck and neck with, Republican nominee George W. Bush. A survey of likely Minnesota voters showed the two in a statistical dead heat. The Bush camp says that's a sign of Gore's vulnerability. They point out Minnesota has not voted Republican since Richard Nixon's 1972 victory. Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sales Belton led the state delegation to Los Angeles. She says she's not worried about Bush taking Minnesota, although she admits the latest poll results could be better.
I think people want him to be doing better. And I think they want him to be ahead of the polls because Minnesota is such a progressive state. But I think one of the things that we have to pay attention to in Minnesota is that we've got a whole block of people who are independent. And the independent voter is just not going to side with Gore or Bush just because they're saying all of the right things. They want to have a chance to talk to the candidate and know the candidate is speaking to their issue.
That outreach to the broad middle has brought Gore to Minnesota twice since March. Once for an extended visit with the famously independent Jesse Ventura. In fact, Ventura featured prominently during Sales Belton's introduction of the state during the nominating roll call, and 6th District Congressman Bill Luther spoke warmly of the governor during his time at the podium yesterday. Good relations with Ventura and the swing voters who support him could be important in what many predict will be a knockdown, drag-out fight. Gore's Minnesota campaign director, Buck Humphrey, grandson of Hubert H., says DFLers should be prepared for a bare-knuckles contest.
You know, this is going to be an eye-scratching, cat-clawing, dog-biting campaign. Don't kid yourself with this compassionate conservatism, because it's really just a bunch of fluff. And if you look, they spread lies, they'll call names, they'll do other things. This is not going to be a friendly thing. We've got to rise above that.
Party leaders say Gore's river trip is the first step in securing key Midwestern states, and they say they hope either Gore, Lieberman, or both will make another swing into Minnesota before the November election. At the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.